Oh, it's great to be here, Glenn. Thanks so much.
Boy, a lot of people feeling stuck right now, I think, wondering what is the next step from what we have going on. Anything from getting maybe restarted at church to restarted in our economy.
Yeah, there really is a lot of uncertainty. I mean, I don't need to tell you, I don't need to tell our listeners. We know it's a very uncertain time, and sometimes we can get stuck in that uncertainty. You know, it's you don't know what to do about not knowing what to do. I mean, quite frankly, that's what it is. It's like I find myself in that situation more often than I'd like to, I'm afraid, but you know, I don't know what to do. But here's the thing is when you look at that statement, or when I look at it, when I introspect and I'm thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Who's the emphasis on? It's on myself. So these times where I'm really stuck and I'm focusing on how to get unstuck, it's easy for me at least to forget who's the master unsticker. You know, it's our Lord and our Blessed Mother as his helpmate. By necessity, actually, I came up with this game plan, let's put it that way, of five things that we can do when we are stuck, like especially in situations where it seems so overwhelming, like the pandemic and the unrest and family situations. Those can be really, really hard because you can't, sometimes you really literally can't do anything. So the first thing that I do when I'm really stuck and in that uncertainty and fear is I call it scripture roulette. So basically, it's kind of a very far and away form of Lectio Divina, where I pray to the Holy Spirit, I ask guidance, I ask for inspiration, and I just let the Bible open. You know, I sit with the Bible on my lap, and I just open it anywhere without really paying attention to where I'm opening it. And then I look down to the page, wherever my eyes land, that's where I start reading. And sometimes the answer comes within a short time. Sometimes it's actually in those verses, or at least some kind of a message for me in that situation. And at other times, it really doesn't seem to connect at all with what I'm struggling with. But I keep reading until I calm down and again feel that presence of God. And what this, for me, what it does is, you know, that's salvation history. The entire Bible is God at work. And so it's even if it doesn't seem to have anything to do with me directly, it reminds me of God being active in the lives of the people he loves, and that's us. So that's the first one. The second one is the lifeline. The lifeline is the rosary. For me, for many others, our Blessed Mother has asked so many times, pray the rosary, pray the rosary, pray the rosary, and all of her apparitions. Well, I like to use visualization. This is very helpful for me. So when I'm really in a mess, where I am so stuck, and I sometimes I don't even know what to pray. I don't know what to say. So I sit down with my rosary and I just say, Mother, come save me, because that's all I can get out. And then I pray the rosary. But I picture her holding the rosary with me, you know, kind of like the other end of the lifeline, and working through the beads along with me. And this is a very, very calming thing to do. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get into that visualization, but it's so effective. And that nearness of her is just so soothing. And then there's our other lifeline, and that's the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You know, there are so many different ways, if you go through the diary of St. Faustina, so many different ways our Lord has told her, pray the chaplet in this way and for that situation, so on and so forth. And at one time he appeared to her and he said, I'm always supporting you, so lean on me as you struggle. Fear nothing. And you know, he can't lie. He's God. He can't even exaggerate. So he is. He's right there struggling with us. And I, the chaplet, praying the chaplet reminds me of that, that he's struggling with me. So that's my other lifeline. And then the next thing for me during these times of really being stuck is again, you know, the imagery. So sometimes, you know, I can or I can't, or sometimes, you know, it's just hard even to pray the rosary or chaplet for me. And so I sit in front of an image of our Blessed Mother or our Lord. We have a Sacred Heart image in our home that I just love, and I can just stare at that forever if I allow myself to, because it's very calming, and it changes my focus. You know, as we talked about, you know, the I have to work through this, but it changes the focus. And of course, if and when possible, adoration is the best place to do this, to just sit and allow God, allow our Lord, allow our Blessed Mother to work on our hearts. So that's space out, I call it. That's my space out time where I'm going to stop worrying, I'm going to stop struggling, and I'm just going to do this. And then finally, whether or not the first four items are working, it's always a good thing to escape for a bit. And I don't mean, you know, by physically, you know, taking a vacation or something like that, although that's be pretty fun. But to change your whole pattern of thinking and struggling and to become, do something physical, but physically productive. So you get yourself moving, you're kind of changing gears. You know, instead of sitting in that uncertainty and being stuck, you're moving forward, even if it's in a very small way. So for me, I like to pick a part of the house that I wanna reorganize, or even a simple craft. I'm not very crafty, but sometimes that being creative helps tremendously. Going for a walk, physical exercise, is ever so helpful to clear your mind and your heart. And you know, oftentimes if I'm going for a walk or I'm exercising, the rosary, the chaplet, those will be right with me. I'll be reciting those. Or you know, sometimes I don't feel like being active so much, but I'll write a note to a friend, maybe a, you know, even if it's a text message, often a card, to a friend or someone, a relative I haven't heard from in a while. Because that takes me out of myself and focuses on someone else. It's you know, it's a good feeling to reach out to someone else. So those are my five go-tos for getting unstuck in those very uncertain and sometimes scary, you know, it can get a little scary. Sometimes those scary times.